Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Sosi for another First and Goal segment targeting the New York Jets, who will be here at Gillette Stadium in a Thursday night matchup. And I tell you what, it's going to be a quick week for both teams here.
It sure is, Jackie. Thursday night football, of course, the Patriots coming off a road game and a physical one at Buffalo that leaves them shorthanded. Now they've got to turn around and face a division rival in the New York Jets.
Absolutely. They've had four games on the road out of six, so now they kind of have a stretch here of a couple of games at home. But you mentioned some of those guys who were injured. Specifically, I think you have to look at Jerod Mayo and now this defense and how they can play to the Jets run game, who really had their way last year with
the
Patriots.
Yeah, the Jets won, of course, in New Jersey at MetLife Stadium in overtime, and they ran the ball very effectively in the fourth quarter and even in that overtime session. Rex Ryan continues to profess ground and pound. Didn't run it well this past weekend against the Denver Broncos, but one would expect, especially without Jerod Mayo on the lineup for the Patriots, the Jets to try to establish that running game with Chris Johnson and Cup.
Right, and then, you know, you look at not just the running game, but the passing game. Geno Smith has kind of been a little bit on the up, so this will be another chance for us to look at him last year in Week 2, again, a Thursday night football matchup. He had three interceptions against the Patriots, so interesting to see how he plays. But also, hey, our first look at rookie tight end Jason Merrow, who I actually picked the Patriots to go after in this year's draft. But our first chance to look at him, who's had some pretty good games recently.
Amaro, the move tight end out of Texas Tech, a guy that a lot of people projected to be drafted by the Patriots, certainly. There was interest there, one would have to think. But he's come on for the Jets the last few weeks. Yesterday against the Denver Broncos, as we tape this, had 10 catches in a loss to Denver. A closer loss than many would have expected. And Amaro played a big role in that. And, of course, the Patriots had their problems trying to cover tight end Scott Chandler of the Buffalo Bills. And you mentioned Geno Smith. He finished last year on an uptick. And, of course, he's had a very uneven at best start to 2014. But he played well against Denver for the most part. And so the Jets are hoping now that he'll seize his position as quarterback and continue to progress off that Denver performance.
He also was able to do some damage on the ground as a quarterback against the Patriots. So certainly a lot of things to keep an eye on this week with the Patriots and the Jets. It's always a fun matchup, always a good rivalry to have here at Gillette Stadium. But that will do it for Bob and myself for now, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.